Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Old Testament, those had been the glory years, a land of their own, freedom from their enemies, great victories and amazing acts of God, mighty miracles that made the ears of all the other nations tingle. They feared Israel and her God. Back in the good old days. Now those glory years were a long, long time ago and far, far away. For their captives in Babylon now, dragged there when the walls of Jerusalem and Judah's meager army were much too weak to keep out the invaders. Weak, helpless. Oh, if only those mighty acts of God were for now instead of for times of old. But then there was the word from the prophet Isaiah, God's prophet, God's word. And Isaiah says something for now and for the future and for always. Isaiah says, God delivers his people for something new. In the text, God reminds the people of his long ago deliverance of Israel from Egypt for a new land. The Exodus was a mighty act of God's grace and mercy. 7 centuries before Isaiah, God had delivered the people of Israel from bondage and death of the firstborn by the blood of the Passover lamb sacrificed. Then God brought Israel through the mighty waters, the Red Sea, and drowned the chariot and horse, army and warrior of Egypt. Israel had passed through the sea to a whole new world, to a whole new land, a home of streams and water, milk and honey. And as they remember the former glory days, God says, remember not the former things. God's people needed something new, a new deliverance, this time from Babylon. God did not want his people to be grieving over the past glories, but to be looking ahead at what their deliverer God would do next. Now God was going to do something new. Deliver the people of Israel from captivity in Babylon and return them to their old new home. God tells the people that he will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Their deliverance will be grand. God will achieve it in an amazing new way. He will cause a pagan emperor to lift up the captives for a special honor. Carried away by Babylon, B, returned by King Cyrus, C. Now, how many times has that happened before? They will return to their homeland. They will return and God will cause it to flourish again. It is to this deliverance that they should look, not just back at the previous deliverances. God's mighty works of the past are always testimony to his power and faithfulness, but he gives his people what they need also for each new day. And as with all the deliverances by God, it is by his grace, mercy, and power, and not by the doing or merit of his people. There's nothing new about that. And so it is with God and his people today. Our God delivers us from our past, and he makes us something new. We too, as sinners, have a past from which we desperately need deliverance. Sin and its Egyptian bondage, its Babylonian captivity to Satan, to death, and to hell. But blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God belong the deliverances from death. yes, our deliverance. As he has delivered his people in the past, so he delivers us. God has delivered us from our guilt of sin. The Passover lamb, the passage through the Red Sea, the return from Babylon, all were Old Testament prefigurings of the one great deliverance. Because God did something completely new. He sent the fulfillment of all the old things. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus passed through death to life and returned from the grave to raise us also. We are delivered from all those sins and slaveries that once held us before. And now something else new. The Lord forms us as his brand new people by working faith in us. The water through which Israel passed, the water that drowned the Egyptian army, the water that God caused to spring forth in the desert, now drowns our own sinful nature, and a new man comes forth daily to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Through baptism, by his word and the power of his Holy Spirit, God creates the new man or woman in us. He brings us to believe that he has delivered us and gives us new life that never ends. This is what happened during our service with Camden. As the holy waters were poured in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, all of his sins were washed away. And he was declared new. There, just moments ago, before your eyes, God did something amazing. Something new. Just as he has done for you. And the Lord makes this announcement. He lets it be known to many far and wide through his servants of the word, that is, through his pastor. That's why I stand there and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that you know. As the sign of the cross is marked upon his forehead and upon his heart, he is redeemed by Christ the crucified. As always, our deliverance is not because of anything we have done to merit or earn it. Camden has done nothing. Our deliverance is totally by his grace and power. There's still nothing new there. Remember Lazarus? Remember when he died and he was buried in the tomb for 4 days? Jesus came to the tomb and he called him out of the tomb, out of death to life. Jesus did it all. Lazarus did nothing to aid himself, nor did he deserve to be raised from the dead. He was delivered by grace and the power of his Savior God, just as all of us sinners, by God's word and by his Spirit, we look back in thanksgiving and give God the glory for all that he has done for us. And we look forward in great hope and expectation to that which he has prepared for us in the future. And for his great blessings of deliverance, forgiveness, and life, we declare his praise. Amen. Now let us sing a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.